Okay, so we're talking about the Rocket Shaver, but we're going to try to do so by really, I would say, a very long introduction and a very important conversation. Unfortunately, just the way the Kais Man worked out this year, as far as different sort of scheduling issues, we didn't have that many Shiurim on the Rocket Shaver. Obviously, his Torah is infinite and one could go forever, but we are going to... We're speaking about one element. It's actually not something Bichsav. It's something that the Rocket Shaver wrote. It happens to be we're setting up what is one of the more famous and very sort of intriguing anecdotes about the Rocket Shaver. Well, I want to begin by a real discussion about the idea of loving Torah and a variety of makoros that highlight the precise nature of that love and the importance of it. In many ways, Talmud Torah is an intellectual discipline. Talmud Torah is demanding. Talmud Torah is hard. Talmud Torah is something which a person has certain obligations, even as far as Yediyas HaTorah, Vishinatam Levanecha, Divrei Torah should be Mechudadim Beficha, a person should be clear in their learning. There's a lot to be said about just the intellectual rigor necessary for success in Talmud Torah. We know, though, that Chazal are very much focused not only on that you learn, but the way in which you learn. Torah Lishma and Torah Shelo Lishma. Chazal, we know, have different perspectives, or the Torah points out in a bunch of places, seem to be stiras in Chazal, as to Talmud Torah Shelo Lishma is an okay thing. La'olam, a person should learn Shelo Lishma, Shemitov Shelo Lishma, Balishma, the Gemara in Psachim, or as the Gemara, maybe next year, who knows, or the Gemara in Meseches Brachos, or the Gemara in Brachos, I don't think that's a possibility, but if it is, it's on Daf Yad Zayin, and we will not get there in any system, that the Gemara tells us there that if a person learns Shelo Lishma, better had he never been created. It's pretty clear that we're very intense about the way in which you learn, and we have an idea called Torah Lishma. Tosfos holds that we have two kinds of Lolishma. Some Lolishmas are terrible. Some Lolishmas are okay or even sometimes necessary, Chaim Vilashner writes, and some Lolishmas are very good. We're very sensitive to the way in which, a person learns and what they are motivated towards. What's intriguing is that Torah, on the one hand, is a very serious and heavy discipline. At the same time, Torah is something which many Mekoros indicate a person is supposed to learn out of a sense of ahava and with a real degree of simcha. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Teshuvah and Perek Yud, Amru Chachamim Harishonim, Shema Tomar. Maybe a person would say, Harini Lama Torah Bishvil She'eyeh Asher. Let me learn Torah because I'll become wealthy that way. Okay. Bishvil She'ekra Rebbe. I think I've had greater success in that one. Bishvil She'ekav Al Schar Be'olam Haba Be'ezus Hashem. Tamilomar Lavas Hashem Kol Masha Atem Osim Lo Sasu Ela Me Ahava. That a person in general should do things out of a sense of love. Should love mitzvahs, not the schar which comes from it. And a person should learn out of a sense of ahava. Says the Rambam Hachahei, Kol Osek B'Torah K'dil Kabel Schar. If you learn because you want to get reward, or so bad things won't happen, that's called Shelo Lishma. Fine. But Kol Osek Ba, Lo Liyira, not because they're scared. V'lo L'Kabel Schar, Ela Mipnei Ahavas Adon Kol Ara T'tziva Ba, Harei Ze Osek Ba Lishma. The Rambam understands that part of what motivates us to learn is a sense of ahavas Hashem. And because I love Hashem so much, so part of when you love someone a lot, I want to understand everything about them. A guy, l'mashal, is zochet, be going after the girl very, very seriously. He's very, very excited about her. So sometimes that person is in love, and he wants to know as much as he can about her. He's so taken by her. So that, lahavdil, is what takes place here. The Rambam, in many ways, is working off of a Gemara in the Darim, Andaf, Samech Beis, where the Gemara here talks about that, Lava Hashem Elokecha, Lishmo Abakolo, not to learn to be called a Chacham or to be called a Rebbe, but to Lamed Me Ahava, Vesof HaKavod, Vesof HaKavod Lavo. The Maral elaborates on this also, the importance, this Maral in the Dharam there, the importance of learning with a certain sense of Ahava. Okay, it comes from Ahava. The fact that I learn because I love Hashem, for Rambam, Simple Pshat, and the Gemara, the Dharam, and the Maral, so it goes one step further in what are three very, very famous Mekoros. The Eglei Tal and the Hakdama, which leads us to the following place. It isn't just we learn out of a sense of Ahava, but when we learn, we are supposed to experience a degree of Simcha. The learning is supposed to come with Simcha. The Eglei Tal writes, Umidei Dabri Zachar Eskor Mashamati K'tas B'nei Adam Toim. I heard that there are people who thought that if you learn Torah and you love it, Ein Zeh Limud Lishma. That if a person who learns Torah and they're really excited about it and they really love it, so that's not called Torah Lishma. That's that. Some people make that mistake. I've been looking to find who says that. I would actually love to know if there's like a day at like that out there. Like if you really enjoy it, then like just know you're not learning Lishma. Like that would be intriguing. There is a list of different makoros of mistakes people made about Lishma Shalo Lishma. I mean, Rav Sosa Salanter, when he wanted to start a kolel, felt the need to prove that if you learn to know how to pasuk in halach lamaisa, that could still be called Torah Lishma. Because the Torah, you're just using Torah to like know what to do instead of it as like its own sort of entity.
Fine.
But according to the Agei Tal, that's a big mistake. Why? Aba halomed umisaneg bilimudo, a person who learns, zei ikar mitzvahs limud ha-Torah liosas v'sameach umisaneg bilimudo. But a person, says the Agei Tal, who is excited about learning, who learns Torah b'simcha, that person, that's what the goal of Talmud Torah really, really is, to learn it b'simcha. V'az, here's an amazing point. I have to love this line. Because, you know, there's this phenomenon out there. The harder and less pleasant something is religiously, the more religious sometimes it feels. It's like if you're in a particular base medrash and everyone is like depressed out of hasmada, I don't mean like a powerful, I mean like it's mamish depressing, so that feels very religious. Because like, why else would they do it if not for a bonus olam? So like they're very from. If you go into a place and everyone's like smiling and happy sometimes, the hargasha is like, not that serious a place. Like, do you see those smiles in the base medrash? Like, something must be off here. And while no one's articulated that as a real shita, there are many people that their natural orientation and that what they project is that. Says the Agei Tal is an amazing thing. When you learn Torah b'simcha, you know what Torah does to you? I love this line because this is the line that the five words that people don't quote with the Agei Tal. V'az divrei Torah nivla'im b'damo. If you learn Torah out of a sense of joy, it will then become part of your blood. It'll become part of you in a very, very real way. I want to have a connection to Torah, so I don't really know what that means. But at minimum, what it seems to mean is that a person who learns b'simcha, they become one with Torah, and it becomes sort of included, part of their dam. What I think is great about this is the imagery of nivlan v'damo normally has like a very intense kind of an image. Like nivlan v'damo is like the more hardcore you are, the more it's like part of your blood. After the Agei Tal, it's like, actually not. The more that you're happy when you learn, the more it becomes part of your dam. The more it becomes part of you. Rav Avraham Minahar in the Daram and Daf Memches points out a very, very well-known shita. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah in the third parak that mitzvos and the Daram, that mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu, that mitzvos are not given for us to get hana'ah from. Rashi writes Rosh Hashanah, mitzvos are given lo'ol al tzavarehem. Mitzvos are given as a yoke upon our necks. Okay, it's a particular kind of upbeat kind of perspective. Says Rav Minahar, even if that's true for all of mitzvos, that's not true. Again, it's really important to have that also. The Ola Tzav Reham Nidnu. Says Rav Minahar, not Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is different. And the way he says it, it's an amazing, I'm sure we've heard the Mar Makom before, but just to read it closely. Avol mitzvos limud, shu inyan siur halev via dias ha-emes. Learning somehow taps into something in the heart and a knowledge of truth. Ikir ha-tzivoy. The primary tzivoy of Talmud Torah, who could deal with sayer ha-emes, I can envision truth, ule his-aneg, vilehanos bimada l'sameach levavo v'sichlo. It impacts your heart, impacts your mind, the joy that you have when you're learning. And that's why an avol can't learn Torah at all, and the ikar mitzvah sohi ha-anav ha-tanog. Talmud Torah is supposed to be really exciting, nivlan bedamo, it's supposed to be really, really there. By the Spiper writes to Kis Yaakov in Bracha, Sibchav Beis, that Brech Satorah, the Ramban says Brech Satorah is a Brech HaShevach V'Hoda'ah. The Rambam may hold for some Achronim, it's a regular Brech HaMitzvah. The Reb Chaim may have had a new idea called the Chesed Shel Torah to Una Bracha. Stipler says, you know what the Mitzvah in Brech Satorah is? Brech Satorah, Milvad HaBracha, the one of the Brachas, Brech HaMitzvos, Yesh Bagam Kein Din Bracha, Kein Brech HaNehenin. That Brech Satorah is the special Hanah of Torah. You have to make a bracha to get hana from learning. Make a bracha. If I have to make a bracha before I had my iced coffee, I can also make a bracha before I learn because of the hana that a person gets. Derech Agav, because we have to quote Yosef Engel, writes that that's true about brichas mitzvahs also. The Rambam writes, again, calls bracha, that brichas mitzvahs are just like brichas nenen. So the Rav had a big mahalach about that. Yosef Engel said, you know why? Just as you make a bracha before you get physical hana, you have to make a bracha before you get spiritual hana. And performing a mitzvah gives a person spiritual hana. Okay, Mr. Engel, we're Yotze. There's a certain kind of a simcha which takes place. When we learn Maseches Bav Metzia in Kayitzman, we speak a little paragraph, Shoel, the Ktsos and the Nesivas and the Taz seem to have a little bit of a machlokas a little bit of machlokas about this. The Taz is very explicit that Talmud Torah is lishma. Okay, the Talmud is exciting. Now, what we have is like this. We have a bunch of mekoros about Talmud Torah being something which stems from Ahavas Hashem, from Ahava. We have a bunch of mekoros that part of the goal of Talmud Torah is to learn with a degree of simcha, to learn with a degree of simcha. So a couple of things to, and again, in the sixth parak of Avos, in the Menachat Chene Torah, so simcha plays a role also in terms of general Talmud Torah. It helps the learning like this. Part of the question is how far you go. Part of the question is how far you go. Meaning, it's an amazing thing because Torah becomes such a critical mitzvah. It's a critical mitzvah that in many ways, some of the most impactful stories or anecdotes that surround Talmud Torah are in many ways a function of this Avas HaTorah, not in learning when everything is very good and everything is very simple, but rather, dafka in learning at a time when things are challenging, still experiencing that degree of ahava. That simcha in Talmud Torah can take place in almost all circumstances. What we want to try to sort of identify a little bit are the extent to which this ahava can take place, and to see in a little bit a very wild application of the Ragachavar in terms of his commitment of nivlaim bidamo in a very sort of like... in a very real way. Let me start like this. Refrain Waxman on Shavuos, as many of us know, Refrain on Shavuos often gives a shiur in the Five Towns, originally in a house there, then different places, now to Tzor Yashav, I believe, at least based on the whatever the WhatsApp status thing I send up for, which is really inspiring. That's also, I'm sure. But, okay. Is the him, Ephraim Waxman, and like the Ragachavar, the three of them dancing together. There is a, he often ends with a niggin. One of the years, the niggin was niggin, I believe, about Ava Rabba. Mm-hmm. Ava Rabba Aftanu. It was a niggin about love of Torah. And he told over Maisas describing the intense love of Torah that a person could have under all circumstances. He told a very beautiful Maisa. I've said it over, I think, came out every single year to Chaim's class on Shavuos, at least from grades 2 through 6 on Shavuos night. None of the kids remember it. It works, you know, every single time. That when they were the ketos, when he was a kid, him and his brother couldn't sasvekos, they were very, very poor. They each only had one shirt. And as they had only one shirt, one morning the mother was doing the laundry, washing the shirt, and the kids couldn't go to school because they couldn't go to school without a shirt on. The Melamed couldn't start because how could you not start if you have two Talmidim, one named the ketos, the other called Kunchas Vekos, you're going to definitely want them there, you know, while you're teaching. So he wouldn't start. And he finally went to the house to say, where are the kids? And the mother explained, the kids can't come to school today because they only have one shirt. We're washing it right now. You know, they can't go without a shirt on. And the maskana was, as many of us know the Maisa, that the ketos and his brother both went to school together wearing their father's only shirt. They had one big shirt from the father, and the two kids wore the shirt together, you know, as they were walking to school. It's an Ava Rabba. It's an intense love which leads a person sometimes to do something which can be a little bit much. He is a very powerful Maisa about Tosfos and Baba Kama and the Balei Tosfos writing it, you know, even in their last night when they were alive, etc. One of the most famous mikoros about commitment to Talmud Torah in all circumstances is a world famous. This is a world famous Hakadama, Tshuvas Achi Ezer. If we don't know this Mar Mokom, we should. Reb Chaim Ozer was the Gadol Hador there in Vilna, and Reb Chaim Ozer is writing on the cusp of it's a world war, and he's writing in Hakdama Lashut Achiezer, and he writes as follows. It's a beautiful statement. It's a beautiful statement about Avas HaTorah, a beautiful statement about learning in all cases. Machshavos, I'm sure people are thinking about the following thing. Ha'im Shas Chirim Kizos, says Yachiezer, I'm doing something very odd. I'm publishing my sefer in the middle of massive upheaval. At a time when Am Yisrael is drowning in an ocean of tears, I am Omrim Shira and publishing new Svarim. How is that possible? How is that right? We are Machrivenu Mibayas Umi Bachutz, internal, external, everything is a complete mess. Heichal Hashem kulo bo'er ba'esh. Halava echses aron hakodesh. Haluchos vaglim mishkum. Everything is on fire. And I'm sitting here writing Torah. Says Yachiezer as follows: Ulam ze koach Yisrael saba leloka v'usaraso v'chol hadorot. That is the koach of Klal Yisrael in all generations. Uvechol hatkufos v'hazmanim in all circumstances. Gam kishecharav chad ha'isam unachas al tavaro. He's referencing here in Gemara Masechet Brachos. Even when a sword is on your neck, Torah Hashem ha'isa sha'ashuav kol hayom. It was our plaything all day. The Talmud Torah, not as this amazing, just kind of chiyuv. We had an avas haTorah, which took us through. There was an avas haTorah with us all the time. Gam be'es haChorban, even in the time of Chorban, asher kol kiyum ha'le'um haya b'sakana, that the entire nation was in sakana. Even at that time, lo yasichu haprushim regel mitoras Yisrael. We were never going to lose it. Umiyom, next to that, underlines, umiyom ha'galas Yisrael me'artzel, u'nitzikas ha'shalos ha'rucha me'eretz, midai de ga'unah me'varim, ha'poskan ha'rishonim ha'achronim. Even always in Klal Yisrael and Galus, Torah never stopped being that which we love and that which we and our plaything. It never stopped being that at all. Says Yachiezer as follows: you know, in life, I haven't had a lot of time to write Svarim because I'm going to have this page. I've never put a sefer before. Why am I putting a sefer right now? Because you know what? I'm so busy paskening Shilas. I'm so busy with Inyani Tzibor in Vilna that I can't have time to write. Everything I wrote, he says, Rubim Kasafti, being Perek Leperek, Ubin Gavra Legavra. I wrote in between, you know, people coming in. I wrote down this here. I had a little bit, a couple minutes here. I wrote down some shikla Torahs. Ulefamim Gam Bemehiras. I wrote sometimes very, very quickly. I didn't have time to write things down. I kept on saying, when I have time, I'll finally go and I'll write down to be able to do a properly job. I will avri yamim rabim blown if nesi lazeh. I never had time to be able to sit down and really write Torah properly. And you know what? And now I see that it's bimei melchama. I'm mechutz le'iri. I'm outside of my city. I can't be where I want to be. Gam sham, even there, it's not pashut at all. And I see I'm getting a little bit older. V'amarti eis la'asos. I have to step up right now. I can't delay it. I can't delay it anymore. I have to put stuff out. Have to be able to do so. Hashem should give me strength, says Yachiezer, to be able to do so. There's an avas haTorah, and I think this is what we want to. There's an avas haTorah under circumstances where everything is ideal and everything is wonderful, and there's an avas haTorah which the Yachiezer highlights, which is dafka in extreme circumstances, dafka when it's not so easy that Torah can become a person's plaything, that Torah can become a source for people. There's many times there are Rabbi Slavsky said to me, I'm saying Shiva. It came up in conversation about something. So he said to me, at one point, apparently not to underestimate Torah's capacity to be a menachem, Talmud Torah's capacity to be a source of comfort, that there is something about learning. There is something about learning that it can provide that for someone, a source of comfort, at times joy, and even in more trying of circumstances. Amongst figures and a commitment to an avas haTorah and a Torah which is nivla b'damo, so the Rugachever is a particular kind of a model. And we'll try to just describe a little bit the Rugachever and his commitment to Talmud Torah. Moshe Bloch, who was a Talmud in Dvinsk, describes the Or Sameach and the Rugachever. He said about the Rugachever as follows. He says the Rugachever was the head of the Chassidim there. He was namach koma, he was short. Achzariz tenua, he moved very, very quickly. Tami bivchinas called Mosai Tomarna. Like he was always moving very, very fast, very, very fast. Me'or ha'boker or ishan laila, from the way beginning of the day to the way end of the night, yisrotzeis b'chedra anava anashokev. He'd be like running around the room like the whole time, always there and learning. Alfei she'elos v'tshuvos, mikol v'kol. There are thousands of tshuvos coming. Mor ha'ra l'gol yadori, pocket trials for them. What we're looking at this, b'darko el pesach knesses, hu mamshech ki'ilu b'sugya mishalo v'inu makir b'shem siag v'gedher. He would walk like he was like bumping into things. He was so consumed with Torah that he would walk and like he wasn't really there the same way. So all kinds of the Or Sameach, who had like more of like a, it was a little more regular, a little more of the classic kind of a hello kind of a thing. Rutz be'emtza harechov, he'd be like running in the middle of the street to be able to go learn. Ola al kol mishum izdami bedarko, anyone that was in his way, he would just like go all the way through. He was like so shakua, he wouldn't notice these things. Everybody else, Kulam not matid, everybody else would go to the side. He was Tamid Harishon Ligmor Hatfila. He was always the first one to finish davening. Going like that, learning to daven very, very quickly. Like some of the rebbes say that people daven the same way that day, eat lollipops. Some like to lick it very, very slow, and some just bite it off in one bite. So the Rugachever was there, and he was just, and he's going, and he davens as quickly as possible. Mr. Reimel, over there, he would start yelling at the chazan, who's up in the front. He would say, What are you doing so much? Ma'u misalsas niguna b'nei ribono olamim. You're wasting time with all of these nigunim. God knows, but without your niggun also, God knows the words. You can just, let's go. Maher, let's move along. Uvitarim, and even before the rest of the chevra would be there folding their talis, he was already back learning yomim v'layla, v'gisva yomim v'layla. It was a very kind of singular focus in a very intense way. He never walked. He would only run. He was so intense. He was so focused. This is the way that he would do things. He would have to end these out of time. Because he was so consumed with a particular kind of learning. There is one practice of the Rugachever. I remember hearing this from my father when I was a kid. It struck me at the time. And the practice is a little bit of a Yadua one. That they say that the Rugachever, seven quotes of Joseph Ashitos with Kasher as well. It's in a lot of different Sfarim. That the Rugachever's practice was that he learned regular Torah even while he was sitting Shiva. And they say that there's Edus that he also learned regular Torah even on Tisha B'Av. Even though the Gemaras in Moikata and the Gemaras in Tainus tell us there's an Isser Talmud Torah Be'Avelos, Isser Talmud Torah for an Avel, and Isser Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av. So the Rugachever learned anyway. How did the Rugachever learn anyway? What's Pshat? So here's an intriguing thing. There are those who try to justify what the Rugachever did by pointing out that there may be a comment in the Talmud Yushalmi and Moed Katan. Talmud Yushalmi and Moed Katan in Paragimah, Halacha Hey. So Yushalmi says that you're allowed to learn Torah even as an Avel in a case of great need. And that for the Rugachever, he held that for him not to be able to learn wasn't like, that was a mamish that Sorech got me. He couldn't not. It was a case of great need for the Rugachever. As they point out, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote that comment of the Talmud Yerushalmi. So the answer is the Rugachever didn't really care. Who's the Shulchan Aruch? Oh, I have that book somewhere. No, the small thing. For the Rugachever, he's passing based on Chazal. So he may have paskind like the Yerushalmi. He in the Shulchan Aruch, I don't know. I think they say he maybe okay. That we saw. So he was holding like the Yerushalmi. That's the way that it gets quoted. But the problem is that Kimat no one thinks what the Rugachever actually said. In all the Shmuas of what the Rugachever actually said, this is how Reb Zevin quotes it. He said as follows, I believe this is the exact line. Vaday Avera Hizo. Taka, it's an Avera. It's an Avera to learn on Tisha B'Av. It's an Avera to learn when you're in Avelas. Ukshikabel Onesh Al Shara Vonosai Yani Shuni Af Al Avonzeh. And when I get punished for my sins, I'll get punished for this also. Aval, ani akabel ba'avo v'ratzon, es ha'onesh al chetzeh. But wow, am I going to be happy to get punished for this sin. Kedai si Torah l'halkos aleha. It's worth it to get malchus if I get to learn more Torah. It's worth it to get malchus if I get to learn more Torah. That's the line they quote from the Rugachever. It's obviously a little bit of a wild kind of an idea. Like it's like it reminds me of a line of Rebbe Melech. No, Rebbe Melech said that if La'achar Meiv Eshmi gets up to Rebbeinu Shalom, the Rebbeinu Shalom tells me I have to go to Gehenim, so he's going down to Gehenim, singing and dancing to Mekayim the Ratzon of the Rebbeinu Shalom. God, if you want me to go, Besimcha, and that kind of a thing. So it's a little bit of a wild thing. And what the Tanya does, this is Halach LeMaisa. In Orchas Rabbeinu, they quote, Mr. Mark Spear is a nice writer for this. They quote that the Chazanis said apparently about the Rugachever. When they told him that this was a justification, Chaznis said, I hope he knows that the Gehenim for learning Torah on Tisha B'Av and in Avelas is the same Gehenim you go to for any other Chatayim. Like, it's not a thing. It's something which is very, very problematic. The Nitei Gavriel in Hilchos Avelas, Nitei Gavriel Hilchos Avelas, the Gavriel Tzinner, one of the real great posts in America, in Brooklyn, put out in Kiddushin, he put out the Shita Lona Dolami in Kiddushin, Shita Tamar Rashba. We'll quote one in Bez Hashem on Sunday, maybe. We'll try. And a couple of the Sfarim, but it did give real great halakha Sfarim, a real chashish posik. So when he quotes this Rugachever, he writes as follows: Lo zachisi lahavin. I don't understand what's going on. Hello, milan u'gadol mechachmei ha'gemara shenafsham gankin chashka v'torah v'afiu ha'chigazur shebatishabav v'zman avo asur midli metorah. So I don't get it. The Tanaim held of this iser. Didn't they also love Torah? The Tanaim held of this. Rugachever, you're claiming that you love Torah more than like Ravashi? Okay. Vote Shamar Chazal. Halomi Amanas Lo Lazos No Chosol Nivra. You can't learn Amanas to keep halacha. You have to keep halacha. Like, what's going on here? So what's intriguing is as follows. There's something deeply antinomian, anti-law, non-halachic about the Ragat Shavar's response. Like, if it's an aveira, it's an aveira. Like, what exactly are you doing? I don't know how to process that, the way the Chaznish didn't know how to process it. We need to get real, didn't know how to process it. I don't know what to say about that. It could be that the Ragat Shavar, in truth, it was really the Yerushalmi. He didn't want to quote the Yerushalmi, and he had this line, and it was more of a moment for him to describe something. But what you certainly see about the Ragat Shavar is a form of Ahavas HaTorah, which he claimed was so intense. It was so intense that it led him to a place that others claimed was almost too much Ahavas HaTorah. Like it crossed, like there were also Isurim about it. I believe Tversky once said that, you know, Talmud Torah, on the one hand, is the greatest of all mitzvot. The Rambam sounds like that in Hilchos Talmud Torah. The Rambam writes that even though there are many mitzvot, what does the Rambam allow? That are shakel, connected other mitzvot, like tzitzis and tefillin and Shabbos. Talmud Torah is more shakel, more shakel. That we pointed out in the past with Goren quotes in the Tshuva. In the early year in Israel discussions, he was asked by, I think, Bnei Akiva of England. By Bnei Akiva of England, can we want to send people to Israel for the year. Should they learn or should they build the land, work on a kibbutz? Haray, Yitzvarek Yisrael is shakel, can you call mitzvot? The same way that Talmud Torah is kegit kulam. So maybe we should build the land. We should go on a kibbutz. That's what we should do. Why are we here learning right now? So Goren responds, you're right that all many mitzvot are shakel, can I get all the mitzvot? But the Rambam writes Talmud Torah is more shakel. The fact that Talmud Torah is more shakel, can I call mitzvot, so leads to one of two directions. On one hand, it could lead to a particular mahalach. It leads to something about, it can lead to something about, when you learn with like a certain excitement, it becomes the most important thing. And that way Talmud Torah is being perhaps the most important mitzvah. Not necessarily always quantitatively, but certainly qualitatively, it may be there. I think first he pointed out that at the same time, if you make Talmud Torah as too high a value, sometimes that can also be a distortion of yadas. Too high a value. So as an example, if a person, when it's usher, a guy, Rachman Litzlan, is in the hospital, and the doctor says, it's usher for you to open a sefer. Usher you open a sefer. We would know, in the mashal, he'll die if he opens a sefer. It's not so simple that he should be opening a sefer, because Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Talmud Torah. At least, again, in many situations. To learn in that case would be a perversion of it. For the Ragat Shavar, his Ahavas HaTorah was so wild and so great that it extended to all these places. For the majority of poskim, certainly for the non-Ragat Shavar Chavra, it's called an Ahavas HaTorah, which is a little bit too much. But one sees and can experience in the way the Ragat Shavar says it, like you feel the Ahavas HaTorah. And in the what I think is amazing about it is sometimes you want to feel a person's Ahavas HaTorah, it can't be based on what they write. It can't be based on always what they say. You know, sometimes like a person like can articulate a lot of particular values. I can articulate a lot of particular beliefs. But if you really want to know what I believe in, so sometimes if you look at edus of how that person spends his day and what he does, you can get a particular kind of a feel for where that person is. The eduyos, the maisas about the Ragat Shavar and the Ahavas HaTorah, it was clearly something which was so loving. It was so powerful. It was so real. That for him, it was this like Ava that almost couldn't be controlled. In that sense, the Ragat Shavar was a very wild sort of out of the box figure who was an absolute giant, a real genius. And we spoke about the Ragat Shavar. We spoke about, you know, this year on, for four social year on Fridays, how the Ragat Shavar's particular style of learning, it's all interconnected. He's totally Shakua, but also very extreme in the way that he looks at things. The Rambam is awesome. Bali Tosfos. Other Rishonim, I don't know if they always learn. So it's a Rambam. And it was the same line, if you remember, about the Ragat Shavar had about that. And maybe when he was sick at the end of his days, remember the Ragat Shavar said, I'm sick right now. And maybe it's because I wasn't Mechabe the other Rishonim so much. Although it was only Mechabe the Rambam. But you know what? It was worth it. Because to be there for the Rambam was totally worth it. The Ragat Shavar had this like singular focus, Ahavas HaTorah, which is so great. Are we all supposed to have, are we supposed to become like mini Ragat Shavars, like, you know, grow your hair out and live that kind of a life? So some of us, it's less of a possibility anyway. But for the Ragat Shavar, there is something about exposure, even through his writings. When you read his writings, it's I in this, and this, and I in that, and that, and I in this. You get the feeling that he was so shakua in learning. he almost was learning so much, he didn't have time to write down his learning. Like, it was so, there's something very inspiring and beautiful about his relationship to Torah and his commitment to it, which I think can move us, even though we maybe are more in the Chazanish camp, that Chazal say, don't learn on Tisha B'Av, so we don't learn things on Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. And Chazal say, don't learn when you're in Avelis, we won't do it either. But the Ava and the real love of Torah, which the Raga Shavar has, is really an extreme and very, very beautiful. But as Chaim Moser taught Nachi Ezer, Avas the Torah can apply a lot. In ideal circumstances, for sure, part of the gift of Klal Yisrael was to learn how to cultivate Avas the Torah, which can exist at all times, and in all ways.